Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Green Teens, discussing environmental issues that are very pertinent today. In this week's episode, we will be wrapping up the discussion of some women environmental activists by ending it off with two amazing women, Lasipriya Kangujam and Sonita Narayan.
Now, next we have Lasipriya Kangujam, and she's only 9 years old, but she's a global activist and she's making a lot of international change in the field of climate change.
Wow, 9 years old, that's super impressive to be sparking such action, right?
Mm-hmm, for real.
Yeah, so when we talk about that, can you explain where she was inspired to do this? Like, what were her motivations?
Yeah, so Lasipriya stated in an interview that, you know, in 2018, her home in Odisha was hit by a cyclone, and it was also hit by another cyclone in 2019. And she stated that these kinds of incidences turned her into a child that talks about the impact of climate change. Mm-hmm. She also remembers that she came along with her father on a Nepal earthquake, and she accompanied her father to raise funds to help the victims' children and their families. And it was the first time that she learned the words climate change and natural disasters. And it became one of her main reasons, you know, why she is so concerned about the environment.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty cool. So you said that she came along with her dad, and like, was her dad like have an influence in her path? Like, what did he do to?
Yeah, her dad was definitely a heavy influence on her life because he did his master's in environmental studies and, you know, an international university. He began to talk to Lasipriya about, you know, various environmental issues and began to teach her words and stuff like that. And so she began to get interested in that and then went into the field of climate change.
That's really cool. So a lot of activists has said that there was like a point where they wanted to talk about larger change. So did Lasipriya have like that moment?
Yeah. Lasipriya, you know, she stated that after attending a UN disaster conference in Mongolia with her father in 2018, she felt the need to get involved in activism because she got a lot of inspiration from there, and her heart, you know, felt sore for the people who can't help themselves after disaster strikes. Mm-hmm. At that time, she also set up the Child Movement, which is, you know, a campaign that aims to raise awareness to protect the planet by tackling climate change and natural disasters.
Wow, that's very impressive for her age too. And I've also heard that like she also made a sort of device to like help people. I don't exactly know what it is, but if you could explain that.
Yeah, so she created the Sukufu device, which is not a, like, you know, like a complete, like full invention, but it's like a symbolic survival kit for the future. So it's basically like a little backpack with plants in it. And then she would breathe the air from there. And she used it as like a silent protest for the need to curb air pollution in India.
Wow, that's pretty powerful, using objects instead of just, like, speaking out. So, what are her, like, when she tries to raise awareness, what would you say are her goals that she's trying to make a point to bring attention to?
Yeah. So Lasipriya stated that she wants to make climate change a compulsory subject to be taught from an early age in schools nationwide. And she also wants, you know, a lot of change in India when it comes to environmental rules and for world leaders to stop investing in fossil fuels and the economy, instead focus on the people. And these kinds of goals, you know, got her to be able to speak at the United Nations Climate Conference in 2019. She was able to become a World Children Peace Prize recipient, and she also amassed like many other awards, and she's a prominent rising figure for a lot of younger children.
Yeah, and I've heard that sometimes she's compared to Greta Thunberg, and like I've at least from what I've seen is that she doesn't like to be compared to her, as they're like separate people who encourage like different aspects of the point, so like of the environmental goal. So yeah, and that's why it's important to note both of them, because they're both so influential in their different ways. And yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, actually, Lasipriya and Greta, apparently they're both like really good friends. They met like at the United Nations Climate Conference, but both of them were kind of frustrated because a lot of leaders weren't listening to them, but they're good friends. So
yeah, that's good. Okay, so with that, we can move on to our last and final person.
So who is Sunita Narin?
So Sunita Narin is actually a Delhi-based environmentalist and author. So she is currently the Director General of Science for the Center of Science and Environment, or the CSE. And she also is an editor for a magazine that's called Down to Earth. And she is very notable because she addresses issues on the environment and encourages people to speak on them in India and, addresses them. And she's also a member of the Indian Prime Minister's Council on Climate.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So what was her interest in, or like, what was her kind of research that she focused on?
So she, her main focus was actually the connection between food and the environment. So her interest was to ensure that countries in the southern, in the South would not adopt highly chemical intensive agricultural systems. So to like manage this like toxicity and like all the carbon emissions that come out of it.
Like pesticides and like stuff like that.
Yeah. So as I talked about, you know, CSE, like, do you know how she's like going along with that?
Yeah, so basically the Center for Science and Environment, so she created it, and it's her like independent and credible institution, and she created it for influencing the public opinion and advocating change. Mm-hmm. So like through the Center for Science and Environment, she's created like a lot of programs that span issues like water management in India or rating of industries in terms of environmental performance. And her main goal using the Center of Science and Environment is to inspire the public to raise concerns and for action to be taken to address, you know, like environmental concerns, like you stated before.
Yeah, so it's kind of like not only does she focus on food and the environment, though that's her like main source, is she also focuses on stuff like water management and just overall the whole environmental thing, right? So exactly. As we talk about that, something else that she kind of also addresses is she has her writing works, you know? How do you think that like the writing works kind of influenced her like her environmental activism and how like what did they say basically?
Yeah. So basically, you know, she started her writing path in 1989 when her and her colleague wrote Towards Green Villages on a subject of local democracy and sustainable development. And in her years of working in the Center for Science and Environment, she kind of understood the relationship between the environment and its development. So that led her in 2012 to write the seventh state of India's environment reports, which is also known as Excreta Matters, which is an analysis of, you know, urban India's water supply and pollution, because we know like India's water is becoming slowly polluted.
So she's really covering like a lot of areas about environmentalism overall. And I think that article that excerpt that you were talking about was on, like, she also talks about why environmentalism needs equity and then learning from like poor and like the rich and building a common future. And that's kind of also kind of what Angelo Azzilio did. So it's like really connected, you could say.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about that, it's also important to note her accomplishments, right? So
You know, Sunita's, she's pretty decorated. Like, she's done a lot of work, so that's led her you know, to a lot of accomplishments. Like, for example, one of them could be like she was a member of the India's Council on Climate Change. She was awarded the Padma Shri. She had the Stockholm Water Prize, and she was also recorded as one of 100 most influential people in Time Magazine 2016.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure that she also had like a Tiger Task Force, and she was like the president of it, which was between the food and the environment thing. And then she also co-edited that State of India Environment report that we were talking about.
Yeah. So she's like, she's pretty decorated, and she's like a, I feel like I haven't really heard of her before, but she's made a lot of change in India, and she's really important.
Yeah, like researching through this whole topic, like this whole addressing all of these people, there's so many people that I had no clue about. Like the only person that I really knew was Greta
Was
Thunberg.
Greta, yeah.
Yeah, and there's so many more people that aren't acknowledged as much, and it's, important to
Wait.
note them.
Yeah, Greta and AOC, because like,
Oh yeah,
AOC
of
is
course.
congressman, but yeah, no, for sure, for sure. And it's like all of these women have made a lot of change, and it's important to realize that all of these women come from different, backgrounds and cultural viewpoints, and that's all like affected what they're working on, what they're looking for. And it's important to realize that this kind of diversity is what allows us to create a culture where we talk about climate change from different backgrounds and we discuss how it affects us.
Yes,
So.
exactly. So yeah, it was really nice to make this three-part episode to, discuss women and the influence they've had on our lives. All of these women, no matter what age, what race, just all these women, they just worked hard to make change, and it's important to note that. And the main thing that I want you to take out of this is that you can make change too. Prithika and I always are trying to encourage you guys to make change and trying to make change ourselves. Hopefully, it's helping in some way. Maybe you've learned a lot from this podcast and it's encouraged you to take some action yourself. But yeah, we really just want you to take action. Speak on what you're passionate about. That is, you have the power to do that. And that's the main thing I want you to take away from this episode. And one other thing is that even though Women's History Month is coming to a close, women should still be appreciated as much as they are this month as every month for the work they've done and the influence they've had. So, yeah, with that, I'd like to wrap up this episode. I hope you guys learned a lot about these women. I hope that you understood the message that we're trying to. The reason why we should highlight these women, one, because they're just so strong, and two, to inspire you. And yeah. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in again. And please tune in to next week's episode because we are actually talking to a professional from DuPage County. So it will be a very beneficial episode to listen to. And with that, bye bye. Have a good day.